That's what you have. What you have in our major parties are the loads of political lackeys, people who, you know, they're there for a living and would take all kinds of nonsense and for them to be able to get appointments and so on and so forth. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is another opportunity. This is a signal that if you apply the right pressure in the right places, we will get results. And as you can see, it is not a one-day event. It's going to be a process. It's going to be a marathon. We have started. We shouldn't slow down. Go and get yourself registered. Look out. Start thinking. Start talking amongst yourselves. Start from who you do not want. Before you now get to who you want, do some elimination in your mind. Mm. For example, I know that for 2023, I'm not going to be supporting any fuddy-duddy. I don't care whatever anybody tells me. I believe that Nigeria needs a new beginning.
Yeah.
These old people have completely messed us up.
Mm.
Completely. And I will not be a party, you know, I will not be a party to supporting anybody who will make it business as usual. I'm sorry, I'm not. I'm exposed, I'm enlightened, I'm educated, and I have principles. People who have run you down for years, you keep following them. I don't understand Nigerians. So this is an opportunity. Go and register. Start the discussion, you know, in little groups here and there, and let us all see if we can change this country in 2023 when the opportunity arises. Congratulations, Nigeria. We're moving forward inch by inch. We know it's not going to be an event. It's going to be a marathon, but we will sit it out. Okay? Do I hear an amen there now? Have you lost your
Someone
voice?
Someone has said it now. Someone has said amen.
Who did?
She said it.
She said it. Amen. Oh, okay. I didn't hear her voice. Is that the problem with women?
Mm.
The next thing now, women will complain about being marginalized.
Yes.
She said amen. I didn't hear.
You didn't hear it.
So I had ruled her out as one of my supporters, but I'll put her name back on the list.
Okay, good. Let's go to page 11. We're staying with the Vanguard. Let's go to page 11. APC Congress Lagos chairmanship aspirant makes case for consensus.
There is no case for any consensus. There is and should not be any case for consensus. Like they were saying, Yoruba, what would it be? Go out there and slug it out. What is consensus? Consensus simply means the same old Babasoigwe that has embedded the various parties with crisis. Why do you need a consensus candidate? Go out there and slug it out. The will of the people must prevail. So let's not start any debate on this at all. Don't even go there. It's the chairman chairmanship aspirant, Mrs. Beatrice Tubobo, and she called for a consensus method of choosing party officials. No, it is ridden with crisis. And she's the former chairman of Musin local government, and she urged party faithful to embrace the cause for consensus being promoted by the party's caretaker chairman, Governor Mai Malabuni. Nope. She says she's bringing her wealth of experience, expertise, contacts, and motherly church to further advance the political fortunes and cause of the Lagos chapter of the great party, APC, without leaving any member behind. Consensus leaves members behind. Because not everybody agrees in a consensus. Mm. But if you see that it is the will of the majority that has produced the candidate, you don't have an option than to follow suit.
Since you people don't want them to go and be doing indirect primaries now, this is the next thing that they can all adopt.
You know, no, there's no consensus. Let it be direct primaries. Everybody's vote counts. Excuse me.
But you are excused. But they want...
I didn't ask you to excuse me. I just... Sheriff... I tell you this, if it wasn't that I had a fear of your left hook, I think from tomorrow I'll sit on this side. You sit.
Let's move on.
We've had that for 20 years and see where it's gotten us. See what it has produced. If we all know who won the AD election, that eighth first party, we know who won it. It is of blessed memory. Mm. If we had gone along that path, we won't be in the mess we are in Lagos today. So we've had enough of this. The people are not stupid. They can think. They know who they want.
That's right.
So, but poverty has made it in such a way that you know, most of them have no other choice than to follow suit. Okay, if Baba says this and that is it. But we cannot continue with Robin Hood kind of politics. We can't. We can't. Let every vote count. What is wrong with that? Must it be you? What is wrong with that? We need to wake up. We are not different. In the eyes of God, the eyes of man, we are not any different.
Mm.
You don't have to be rich to offer service, like Mr. Kikugbe said yesterday.
Mm.
You know? Let's try and get this thing right once and for all.
You know, I think that this direct primary thing that the Senate, allowed yesterday, or permitted, if I may borrow that word, I think that it's only going to be effective with smaller parties, because the bigger parties, they still have the machinery. The politicians, they are too powerful to intimidate anybody.
Once we have, Sheriff, once we have a starting point, then we can improve by the day. All of us were skeptical when option A4 came up the other time. See what it produced, the fairest election ever. And before we knew it, because you see, you must always do what you can manage. I wish we had stuck with option A4, we would have revised it a little bit. Then we came up with all kinds of excuses. I don't want people to know where I cast my vote. Why not? Can't you stand by what you've done? You know? Option A4 produced the freest and fairest. If that is what is going to work for us in this country, we should have stayed with it. Can you imagine the kind of leadership we'd have if we had an option A4, where every vote counted?
Yeah.
No thugs, nothing. You line up behind your candidate.
To be counted.
I even think that man is a genius, that footballer, in a lot of areas. But he shot himself in the foot in other areas. Nigeria would probably have been better off with two parties. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You must do what suits you. You must do. No, you can't do what other people are doing. You must do what suits you.
So multi-party system has slowed us down, is that what you're saying?
Of course it has.
Most
of the other parties are parasitas waiting to be absorbed.
Mm.
What are you saying? A little to the left and a little to the right. Because you see, the truth is, if you have a two-party system, there probably will be more discipline in the system. Then you're not likely, it's unlikely that you'll be having people lording it over, you understand? I formed the party. I did this, I did that. The government had formed the two parties to you. Line up in the one that you want. You heard what Fusi said yesterday. Fusi was hinting at the fact that it was the leadership man who came in.
And
the fact that whether we like it or not, for now, we need to be whipped into line. Whether we like it or not, we need, I don't want to use the word dictatorship, but we need, Nigerians need to be whipped into line. If you like, talk about democracy from now to kingdom come. For as long as you practice this kind of democracy, what you are going to get. And from what he said yesterday, you listened to him.
Yes, I was
here. Yeah, from what he said yesterday, we need to be guided and whipped into line until we can, you know, we can get to a point where we can say that we're politically matured. But that's a story for another day.
Yes, it is. We're going to go to the Punch now. Let's drop the Vanguard for a moment. Page 6 of the Punch newspaper. Sanwo-Olu presents houses to best teachers. That's the story here on page 6.
Well, I congratulate the former teacher at Oriwu Senior Model College. You know, I have this passion for teachers these days. So we congratulate Mrs. Agnes Elushakin. And she's been given a 3-bedroom house, while the former principal of Government Junior College, K2, who emerged as the best school administrator in 2019, late past Ikusen Idumi, was given a 2-bedroom flat. And I'd like to thank the governor for this initiative. But I also don't agree that the initiative is that's what we need. I know this is to encourage the teachers and so on and so forth. But we can't make aspirations a Russian roulette. We can't make people's aspirations a Russian roulette. If what would stop the government, for example, from clearing various lands in the state and allocating them to people who take up the teaching profession, to encourage more inflows into that sector. Not to be handing out raffle draw one or two people. Do you get what I'm saying?
I'm with you.
I even find it insulting to the profession. You don't put things that would make my life more comfortable at the end of it all, but you give judges. You give judges houses.
Yep. Cars.
You give them cars.
Choice cars.
Cars. The teachers who are more important in that sector, you do a Russian roulette, do a raffle draw. You give two teachers and you expect us to applaud that. People didn't know that. I started with sarcasm. When I said I was thanking the government for initiative, what initiative? You don't treat teachers in this manner. If you don't place a premium on education, you are going nowhere. That is the foundation. You can't lay the foundation of a bungalow and want to put a 25-story building on it. That's what we are doing. What dictates giving judges cars and houses should also dictate that you do the same for teachers. You do the same for doctors. Do you get what I'm saying?
I'm with you.
So this idea of the best teacher this and the best teacher that is begging the issue. The people who run this country, for God's sake, are not deep thinkers. They're very selfish people. Look at the governor's pension, even as it is cut. Look at what a teacher gets.
Yeah.
And guess what? A lot of them are not even better qualified than the teachers themselves. A judge has a degree, a teacher has a degree, a doctor has a degree, the governor has a degree, the governor might not even have a degree. Because I think the minimum is, I think, school certificate.
Secondary school.
So he goes home with, according to that old pension, two houses, this and that, for 4 years service. Teacher who has put in 30 years has to do a raffle draw to get a house. Are we serious? We need to tell ourselves some home truths. For as long as you make education the dumping ground, yeah, after you've given out law, if you can't do law or mass comm or whatever, then put him or her in education. You're not going to go far. For 20 years or 25 years now, see where we are. Look at the kind of thinking you have in public space. Look at the capacity you have at government. That is why you find that most of those who want to run this country have to learn how to micromanage it. So, Governor, I'm sorry, I was being sarcastic. I will not congratulate you on this. I find it insulting to the teachers. I apologize to our teachers for having put them through this. We have the wrong values. The politicians do this for the judges because they are going to need the judges when it's time for judgment. Let's call a spade a spade. It's always all about them. It is always all about them. We know the origins of this. I am not, for God's sake, one of these days you might find yourself in front of a judge. I am not criticizing what has been done for them. My lords, but what I am saying is that what is good for the goose is good for the gander. And don't rub it in by doing this kind of raffle draw, Russian roulette, this thing for teachers. I disagree with it.
I think that it's going to be a long journey.
It's going to be a long journey, but if we don't put the right kind of pressure, we'll be headed in the wrong direction.
Yeah, we're already there in the wrong direction.
Hey, but at least we won't be able to make a U-turn to turn back to where we should be.
Yeah, that U-turn is quite important. Because, I mean, you said something quite vital yesterday, that it's because of years of neglect. That's why we are here now.
Yes.
The kind of people we now have in the teaching profession, the kind of students we are producing every now and again. I mean, you could speak to some of the graduates, or do we call secondary school people graduates now? And you hear the kind of reasoning,
it's because you have turned the teaching profession into a dumping ground, not because you haven't trained teachers well only, but also because is this what is supposed to motivate a teacher?
I saw a video.
How many teachers do you have in the state that only two have gotten houses? Look.
I'm almost
weeping this morning.
So what
can you tell me what kind of reasoning produces this?
I think that, for starters, right, instead of doing all this Russian roulette thing, I think that teachers, registered teachers who are who work for the state or for the country should have some kind of long-term benefit, like
exactly.
say their children would have what's it called now, scholarship. You understand? But when they know, because when they know that they're secured, when they know that, you know, there's something in it for, because I know that veterans, some parts of the world, their kids have lifelong scholarship to the university level.
What would it cost? What would it cost? Mara was on that path. He got the teacher's boss and so on and so forth. Maybe if Mara had enough time, he would have gotten to a point where he would have what you call, after all, we had the journalist village one time. The government has loads of lands at its disposal. You can clear an area and say that, and allocate the plots, and then say that this is tar the road that leads to this place. Let them live in comfort in retirement. If you can do that for the judges, why can't you do that for the teachers? It's because, and I say it, and I want to challenge any politician, what brought that about is because the politicians know
their interest
is in their interest to juice up the judiciary. I'm almost crying inside. If you are sensitive to these things, how would I have been here?
Right.
How would even the governor have been in his office but for his teachers? Is this the payback we're giving them? After our parents, it's the teachers.
That's right. That's right. No doubt.
Every time when I think of my parents, then I think of people like Iyadada. Mrs. Latude that is the only person who calls me Fola. You know, my name is Fola Jimmy. And it tickles me sometimes, and having my bath, her voice rings in my ear. Why? You remember the other day I was telling you I can't even cross a lawn.
Yeah.
It's from school. And we treat them with such disdain and let us do a raffle draw for two of them to. I bet let's move to the next story. Don't let's waste time on this one.
Yeah.
I think we know what we know. If we want to continue along this path, let's continue and see where it gets us.
Okay.
What is it? Are you tired? What is it?
No, nothing.
Shaking my lock.
No, please. we're going to stay with the punch. This time we're moving from page 6 to page 7. This is an interesting one as well. Ogun government has paralyzed workers' cooperatives. There is nothing for civil servants on contributory pension. This is according to the NLC chairman, Bankole.
Same thing. This gentleman has been accused of being inactive, this NLC chairman. So the Punch decided to have an interview with him. And so he's asked, you might want to read the whole, but let me pick so a few things that I picked. That he's asked, listen to this, though. This is in our own country.
Okay.
Who do we blame for the 150 months unpaid pension?
150
months unpaid pension. He said, and he's there as a labor leader. We haven't heard, I'm hearing his voice for the first time. He says, principally, we are going to put the blame on the successive governments in the state. It started with the administration of Gbenga Daniel, Otunba Gbenga Daniel. You know, there was a Oshoba before him. When he was leaving, pensions of many months accumulated. Amosu came and paid for only 6 months. The new administration, for more than 2 years, has not remitted a kobo.
My God.
Yes. Okay, so it was not asked, why did you wait so long? It says, yes, someone could have also asked that from this government. Labor unions are considerate. We consider the implication of our shutting down governance for 150 months. Okay, that is why people are saying we have waited too long.
No.
I think it is a lesson for the labor union, because we have to be more strategic in engaging government. This is a labor leader.
No, this. Let me keep quiet.
Yes,
it should be.
So they ask him again. His name is Bankole. What's his first name? Where is Emmanuel Bankole?
150 months.
They ask him again.
No.
They asked him a question. Can we say NLC is afraid to confront government? He says, like I said, we have to be strategic.
Please.
I have to review the situation, and we are doing a critical appraisal after 150 months of engagement. So they ask him, what do you think can be done? He says, what is on ground is not something one person can handle. You're not one person. You have an executive. And they say, is it this government, this particular one led by a showman here, Abiodun, is over 2 years old. He said, how many times have you engaged it over the pension matter? He says, there have been different fora and engagements. You know, we initially had the problem with them in terms of engagement, but after an industrial action, sign of a memorandum of understanding and implementation of the minimum wage, a relationship and engaging with them are better, but your people are still being owed 150 months. I don't know how, I honestly don't know how, and I'm talking in general terms now.
He's a mole. He's a mole.
You think so?
Yeah, he's a mole. He's a mole. He's one of those leaders that, you know, they just put in there to tame the rest.
Well,
you've been in labor before, so you know.
I've not been in labor.
But you've been in activism.
I've been in activism.
Yeah, and you know that you people have hot blood. You can't keep quiet for all of these things.
No, I've been in activism, and I know from experience that the government, I'm not, don't know if it's happened in this case. So,
yeah.
But the government usually, first of all, the government is usually involved in the emergence of the leader.
Mm.
It starts from there.
Yeah.
After that, Obeni, chop and clean mouth. I'm not saying in this case, but that's what it is. The even up to students' union.
Yes, even up to students'
union. Up to students' union.
That's right.
Up to students' union. These politicians, I hope they don't wreck it. Up to students' union, they get involved. And then once you get into power, then you are part of the system. He's still planning to engage after 150.
No, that's
150
no.
months, no. Gentlemen.
So I really don't know what NLC in Ogun State. Well, he's the leader, yes, but we have TUC there as well, don't we? We should have TUC in Ogun State. I think we do. All other trade unions should have done something.
You know, Sharif.
They should have done something.
Sharif,
sacrilegious.
I'm saying this with a sense of responsibility and restraint. We are pushing our people. We've pushed them very, very close to the wall. Do not let their backs touch that wall. Let me repeat what I said. We are pushing our people to the wall. The fact that our people don't react immediately doesn't mean they're stupid. The politicians need to learn that. We are pushing our people to the wall. You know, the things you should do to make life more comfortable for them, is all on the pages of newspaper. You bubble them, do all kinds of funny things. Later you say they were the ones who called on you to come back again. Whereas we know what goes on. We know what we know. We know politicians, if they are wise, they should lock themselves up in a room, tell themselves some own truths, and at least in the first place, settle the populace. That's enough for you to eat after you've settled the populace. Ever they will wait, honey. After you've settled the populace, you've taken care of them. That's the way it works in other countries.
That's right.
You provide amenities, you provide some form of free health, you provide transportation and whatever for the average citizen. Then you can bring out your fork and knives. No, they don't use fork and knife anymore. They use shovel. No, they don't. No, they don't. They no longer even use shovel. They use this big digger. No problem. I can't do this thing for too long anymore. It's becoming completely frustrating.
I need a break.
I can't do this.
I think I need to get away for.
This one is more than a break. I can't. It's becoming very. Okay, let's go. Let's go on.
We're done.
All right. There's no more thing.
Unnecessary. 130 months, Abby.
Let me go. Let me go. Just let me go. Okay.
All right. Today is Wednesday. Dear Bumi. What's happening?
Well, I have a guess, but I'm not feeling too good. I might not. Let me just go.
Okay. All right. So that's our show. I'm not going anywhere though, and he will be back. Is that true? Did I just say your mind?
Just let me go. That's your mind.
Please come back now. Dear Bumi, we are going to have fun.
Sheriff, let me go. Let me go.
We're going to have great fun. Okay, the guest is here, so we'll do that. Well, let's bring you the news. Jimmy, thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's bring you the news. After the news, we are going to talk about domestic violence. It's Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Olumide Omoshebi is here already, and we'll have that conversation. Stay with us.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.